This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We're going to have 35%, 35 new people, and they need to know these things too. And juvenile justice, they talked about that on the floor. I think that's a really good idea. So that's it.
Thank you. Any other ideas? Yeah, Representative Healy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would really like if we could have an interim study, and I will be submitting a request for child care. And I know that we are the Health Committee, but we also have DSS in this room quite often. We know that child care is incredibly difficult to get right now. There's a work shortage. There's a shortage in child care facilities. It's expensive for families. There's a work shortage in general, and that is really creating an issue for child care for families. So I think that is something that we should study. We put through a lot of money towards child care facilities this year, and also saw a few bills that didn't quite make it through our chamber, and I think it would be worth looking into and investing time in.
Thank you. This will probably be more of a bill for next year, but I've been contacted by some families about incarcerated family members that are on certain drugs and prescriptions, and the way that the prison system handles giving those prescriptions or distributing those prescriptions. When they come in, they can't bring any of their prescriptions with them, and some of them are on brand name drugs because that's the only thing their doctor has determined works for them. The generics don't work as well. And I know in my own family, there we have a situation where that's absolutely true. So trying to find a way to clear a way for those people to be able to on the prescriptions that their doctor is prescribing rather than just giving them something close. And I, again, that's probably a bill for next year, but I haven't really fully developed it yet. Anyway, so anybody else have anything?
I have one.
Representative Ms. Gimmons.
I know we've done some summer studies on mental health in South Dakota, but I think there's some unanswered questions that still remain. After attending the symposium at Oklahoma this past year, I know of our 11 surrounding states, South Dakota uses the Human Services Center to a greater degree than any other state in the region. We're developing regional mental health centers, but the cost to do so and the staffing of those facilities, I think, is something that still hasn't been answered. And so I think finding a way forward to transition to a better balance for mental health closer to home, and also figuring out the cost and the staffing of those facilities.
Okay, thank you. Representative Allward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You probably all remember last year we passed a bill. I think Representative St. John carried it. What it did was allow direct primary care clinics to start up. I have a map in front of me right now, and I believe it's fairly updated. South Dakota is the only state that doesn't have one. So I didn't know if we could look into maybe some other states, maybe some different things that they do to allow those types of clinics to form within their medical market, what type of regulation systems they have and things like that. So it looks like North Dakota has one. All other states at least have one. We don't have any, so I think it's something worth looking into.
Okay, thank you. Representative Deutsch.
Thank you. Another consideration might be to answer the question, what do we want South Dakota to look like in a post-Roe America? What are the options? How do we deal with crisis pregnancies? How do we deal with adoptions? Should the state do more? What do we even want our state law to be in a post-Roe America? So that might be a topic for study as well.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any ideas they'd like to put out there and share? Anybody in the room? Deb, you have anything that been, I mean, I kind of want to open this up to anybody, because sometimes some of our best ideas come from outside the legislature. In fact, most of the time, good stuff comes out. Most of the time.
Mr. Chair, Deb Fisher-Clemens with Avera. I didn't come here with any great ideas, but whoever mentioned long-term care, I think that that is definitely an area that we need to study. We need to look at how we provide services. I just got an email this morning that federally, the OSHA, is going to set up facilities around the country that they are going to go in and assess for quality because of COVID, and they're going to do in-depth studies of those facilities. Now, it's just the alert today, and, you know, who knows how long that would take. But I do think that we need to, and we know what the president said about more staffing for long-term care facilities, and that will take some time for him to work on getting that accomplished. But the reality is, in South Dakota, that will be a huge challenge if it were to happen a year from now, even. So I do think we need to look at staffing, repayment, and, you know, in South Dakota, we've put a great emphasis on more home and community-based for our elders rather than having them admitted to nursing homes, and I think that's great, but in talking to some of our home care providers, they have the same challenges that we have in long-term care in that it's there's staffing issues, and the payment for, if you need to send a nurse out to see someone in their home and they have to drive 50, 60, 70 miles, even 100, I heard about last night, and you can't pay them because you're paid in 15-minute increments of providing care, I think we need to reassess how that works, because we're not going to be able to provide the home and community-based services the way they should be provided if we can't figure out a system for, and then think about the price of gas going up. I think about all these things that are going to affect our seniors. I think it was you, sir, that said that. There's just so many pieces of this. So that's my thought. Thank you.
Thank you. I think Representative Perry brought that up. But and I agree, because I'm going to be there someday, too. Mr. Dosh, do you have anything you want to? I mean, you don't have to. I mean, just. Okay. Thank you. Good. Then everything in your world is perfect. Unfortunately not. Representative Perry.
It's always good when we're able to talk about different things, but we have health care and long-term care and behavioral care here, and the thing that concerns me is health changes, and I kind of wrote a couple notes: safety and security, drug availability, infectious prevention. You know, when we have COVID, I don't know if we'd call that infectious prevention, but what do we do to take care of those things? And then how do we control and have a greater value for our staff or for our healthcare workers? And I think that would be really a good summer study, is what can they do to make a difference for the patient? What can we do to make a difference for them? Because if they're not in their positions doing the things they need to do, we're going to have some people that aren't getting the kind of service that they need. And I'm not saying we don't have good service now. I happen to live in a community that has both Sanford and Avera and Horizon, so that's three things, both is usually two, but we have several healthcare facilities, and we're very blessed, and we have some really good people, but there are people in our state that aren't so blessed, and we just need to do more for healthcare. I think that would be a real good one to work on, and you could include in that telehealth care. What is okay? What isn't okay? How can we improve that? What's acceptable? What's not acceptable? I don't have the answers, but I think a study would be a place to find a lot of answers. And we can ask we could ask the nurses, but they're not here today, so we could ask the ones on the other end what they think. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think the telehealth is probably just in its beginnings. Nothing beats a physical examination, and I know we dealt with that with the medical marijuana issue too. But maybe it's just kind of ongoing or thinking about what what additional services maybe a nurse or a PA could provide. I don't think that summer study stuff, but just kind of keep in the back of your minds that maybe next year we'll be looking at expanding the scope of what they can do. Any other ideas from anybody? Again, this is totally informal, just throwing out ideas. So I do have one more thing. The real reason for the meeting, Anita and Pam, a formal thank you to the best staff in the entire building. thank you so much. I really couldn't do this without you.
no kidding.
Technically. yeah. Yeah. And in the timeliness of both of you getting things done and ready and keeping me on task it's been a pleasure. I know that. I'm hopefully get to come back and serve with you guys again. Anybody else want to have any comments?
May I?
You may. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Pam and I don't get the chance to say too much to the committee at large, but a huge thank you. You folks are awesome. It is just an honor to work for you. See how hard you work every day. I wish your constituents would know that and understand that. Thank you for the gift and, again, for the opportunity to serve you.
I'd like to say something as well. Yes. You guys know I love quotes, and I have been here 8 years. Some have turned out that I've worked with for 8 years. A lot of you I've worked with for 6 years, some four, some two. But it's just a pleasurable experience. I love the conversation. I love the debate. I love the impact that you make. And one of my favorite quotes was Margaret Mead, and I don't know that I can say it, but it was something like, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever has. And that is what you are. You're very committed. You're very thoughtful. Your family gives up a lot for you to be here. And so you make a lot of sacrifices, and it's sincerely appreciated by the constituents. Take care. Have a good break and hope to see many of you back. I know not all of you are running, but good luck with your campaigns.
Anybody else like to make a comment? No? Well, seeing none, we'll close public testimony. I really don't have anything else either. I can't thank you enough. I know, Pam, you're so timely in getting all the minutes and everything to me. So, and then making sure I get them signed. I appreciate that. Been a little smoother this year for me. I'm on my end. Your end is always great. Your end's always good. And Anita, you know, your ability to put amendments together and get them online, get all that going. Committees like this need that kind of dedication and ability, and I can't thank you enough for that, really, both
so
of you.
Much easier being here beside you.
It is. yeah, last year was awkward at best.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
May that never happen again.
Never happen again. So, anyway, I have nothing else. I just wanted to make sure we got some ideas on the table, let you express anything for summer studies or whether you wanted to, and to thank the staff for excellent work. So, any other comments? Representative Perry, anything?
I think I'm just going to move to adjourn, if that's all right.
You're good with that. Yep. Representative Perry moves to adjourn, seconded by Representative Weiss. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay.